98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. This is the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke. Brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store.
Let's get a little hockey here. The season officially began last night. The Coyote season will begin tomorrow night. And we're joined by Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney on the Arizona Sports line right now. Coach, thank you for the time. I would assume looking forward to your first game as head coach of this team in the regular season tomorrow in Columbus. Do you have a preference of starting the season on the road or at home, or does that not matter?
No, for now. Just want to start whatever you want. I think we'll play 41 at home, 41 on the road, so whatever.
So, Coach, talk to us about your first game and your matchup here. What are you going to have to do well?
I think we finished the preseason really well as a team. We played hard. We have poise with the puck, and we made plays. I think that's the way I want our team to play. I like the level of confidence of our player. Yeah, we played with intensity. We played with a lot of passion. But at the same time, I want the guys to make plays with the puck and to have that confidence, not be afraid to make a mistake, but more being eager and making plays with the puck and having that willingness. So that's what we want to carry in the season.
You know, to have that show up, were you surprised how quickly they sort of latched on to that identity, considering it is a lot of guys that either weren't here last year or are just younger players and everybody was kind of coming together at the same time? Were you surprised how quickly that showed up in the preseason?
If you will have asked me that before the camp, I would have said yes, because I did not know the player. But if you ask me that now, I'm not that surprised, because we have a lot of leadership. We have a lot of good veterans and a lot of guys who've been around, and they really took charge. It took the bull by the horn, and they really make sure everybody was on the same page and make sure that the message of hard work and consistency day in, day out in practice was there. So I think the leader took charge of that camp, and you can see the result.
You know, it's amazing in a physical sport like the game of football, intensity shows up on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, Coach. You can see it. You can see if a team is intense. What about in the game of hockey? Where do you look for intensity and where it shows up in the game?
I think you see it in every detail. You talk about line of scrimmage, which we often talk about that when we talk about face-off. It's a battle for a loose puck, and you can see the intensity right there. And then after, you can see by the way you will finish your check, the way you will bat check, you will reload in your game, the way you will attack the net. If you're passive and you stay on the outside all the time, you can see the intensity. When you really want it, you beat your guys at the net, you beat your coverage, and you get in there, you get in front of the goalie. I think those are all signs of intensity. Mental intensity and physical intensity.
And Bear, is that something that you demand from your players? Do they know that about you?
Yes, they know that about me. And like I said, the move Bill did during the summer brought a lot of guys who had that in their DNA. So that's easy for them as well to demand that from their teammates. And that's what we have right now. We have that accountability and that kind of a room where the guys expect a lot from each other and demand a lot from each other.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney. Coach, you switching over to the Central Division this year. Now, again, I know you weren't coaching this team last year. I know a lot of the players weren't on this team last year. So maybe in that sense, it's not like a drastic change. But just in terms of travel and the caliber of teams you're playing, do you see that as more of a challenge now?
It is a challenge, no doubt about it. In that division is a really good division. Every team in that division should think they will make the playoff, which it will not be the case. But that showed the quality of the division. So that's a reality. And the travel is something. It's same thing. We cannot control that. That's nothing we can do about it. So no reason to feel sorry for ourselves. That's what's in front of us. We are fortunate. We play in the fantastic city, a really good place to play hockey. I think all the players loves it out there. So, and if that's the price to pay is the travel, we'll do it, no problem.
So you mentioned leadership, and you are happy with the leadership on your team. Specifically, name names, guys that you are counting on to step up and play well and model the culture for everybody else.
I think we have a lot of those, but right now we'll say the addition of like Jay Beagle and Andrew Ladd to name two of the leaders are huge. Those guys won the Stanley Cup. They lead by example. And they have energy every day at the rink, and they do things the right way. And we have other guys, like Strawman and Erickson and guys like that who've been added to our roster who has a huge impact. Guys like Roussel and Dzingel who has energy every day and they smile and they bring a lot of energy in the room. Those are guys who've been added to the group. But as well, we have guys who were here, the guys like Fisher, bring a lot of energy with the boys every day in practice or in the locker room, and guys like Chikrin as well, and guys like Lawson Krause as leadership. So I think our leadership is developed, and I didn't talk about Keller and Schmaltzy who are growing. So we have a lot of players in our dressing room right now. We have veterans who've been there, and we have young guys who grow and they're getting there, and I think now Phil Kessel is back with us practicing full-time. He's three or four practice in, so that will have as well in terms of experience to our lineup.
Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney joining us ahead of the team's opener tomorrow night in Columbus. Coach, the defense that you guys have assembled, you have seven on the roster. I think that's an area a lot of Coyotes fans are most excited about because of Jacob Chychrun, but also like a guy like Victor Soderstrom or Shane Gostisbehere joining the team or Connor Timmins. What can you tell us about your confidence in your blue line to start the season off?
I like the puck moving of our D. We have a D-core who can move the puck really well, who can make plays. We have good shooter as well, and will help our power play. So I think we have a pretty good mix. And you add to that guy like Lyubushkin, who can be physical and can be a rugged defenseman. So I like the mix of player we have. I think we can move the puck really well, and we have depth. So it's exciting to see a D-core like that who can make plays.
Coach, Clayton Keller is a guy that I know is very, very talented. What are your expectations for him? What kind of production do you expect from Clayton Keller?
That's a good question, but I never really put numbers because numbers can be your enemy. Because what if you're starting the season, you're playing well, but the numbers are not following, and now you start to put a pressure on you, but in reality, you're playing well. It's just a matter of time. The next three games, you might not play as well and make more points. So I try to stay away as a coach to talk about expectation in terms of points, talk more about performance, effort, culture for the team, our team identity, those kind of things. Those are things you can control. You can control how hard you work. You can control how much focus you have, how much you do your fundamentals. Those kind of things, that you can control that. And normally when you do that, and you do that with intensity, the result are there. The points or the goals are there. So that's what I want from Kels and other guy in our team. I want them to buy in on what we're trying to do and believe and trust that will pay off and production will be there.
Andre Tourney, great stuff. Thanks for the time and good luck with the opener tomorrow in Columbus.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.